You're listening to Get Abstract, the world's biggest collection of summaries.
This is a summary of The Seismic Shift in Leadership, a book by Michelle K. Johnston. Michelle K. Johnston makes a persuasive case for the power of connection. In the past, exercising direct power and giving commands may have defined leadership. That no longer works. The best leaders succeed by connecting with their teams, empathizing, and honestly being themselves. Driving for perfection or trying to project an image of perfection and demanding the same of your team raise stress levels. That is not conducive to the teamwork necessary for organizational success. Johnston's advice will aid any leader who needs to motivate others, from team captains to CEOs. Okay, here's takeaway number one. In the past, leaders could work their will through power and control. That's obsolete. Leaders whose followers suspect them of being inauthentic can lose their jobs in short order. Authenticity, trust, and emotional connection became even more important during the COVID-19 pandemic, when leaders had to establish emotional connections with dispersed teams working from home. This was not leadership as usual. Connection has superseded power. The first and most important connection to make is with yourself. This requires accepting yourself completely without embarrassment or shame. Shame disconnects you from yourself, and those who disconnect from themselves also disconnect from others. People need connection and can experience something akin to physical pain without it. Hard-driving, perfectionist, type A leaders tend to be extremely demanding of their employees, to little positive effect. Now let's hear the second takeaway. Your life, even the unpleasant parts, holds many lessons. Own your story. Honestly and compassionately review the events that shaped you. Sometimes sharing your difficulties and vulnerabilities can project authenticity and help others connect with you. Often, difficulties and struggles are the greatest influences in shaping a person's character. Swin Cash, a member of the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame, explains that her hard childhood in the projects helped her come to terms with herself. Her bout with cancer, which temporarily interrupted her career and made her feel that she had no control, contributed to her psychological strength and determination. All leaders or aspiring leaders should examine their life and pay particular attention to how overcoming some hindrance helped form their character. Compassion toward yourself is fundamental to forming links with others. The time for the third takeaway. Perfectionism causes disconnection. Aim for connection. The pursuit of perfection creates anxiety for yourself and your colleagues. A perfectionist tends to focus on each tree, making sure it measures up, rather than seeing the overall forest. Leaders need to see the big picture. Perfectionism breeds negativity and disappointment because no one can achieve it. Perfectionists procrastinate and worry about making the wrong decisions. Those who decide promptly know much sooner whether their decision was correct. Perfectionistic leaders pressure their teams, sowing unease and internal strife rather than cooperation. Women may be particularly at risk for perfectionism and reluctant to admit weakness or error. Self-deprecation shows your vulnerability and builds connection, but use it only in the context of activities that don't make or break your job success, such as hobbies. Robert LeBlanc, founder and creative director of the LeBlanc & Smith Hospitality Group, which owns restaurants and bars in New Orleans, makes a distinction between the pursuit of perfection and the pursuit of excellence. He focuses on the latter. LeBlanc believes he achieved his greatest work in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, even though the hurricane took everything from him. The objective, LeBlanc says, is not to be perfect, but to move forward. When you're working against steep odds, you need to be decisive and self-confident. Survival itself is at stake. Here's another takeaway. Leaders need to understand their communication styles and communicate clearly to each team member. People-oriented communicators emphasize relationships, offer clear feedback, and seek common ground. Those who are action-oriented emphasize the bottom line. They tend to talk over other people or finish their sentences, and they react impatiently if speakers run long or are disorganized. Content-oriented communicators are comfortable with convoluted details. they tend to take a holistic view, examining things from all perspectives. They sway their audience members with details and data. They make the most of up-to-date technology because they don't want to waste time. These communicators often prefer to use technology for communication instead of meeting in person. The development head of a company tried to emulate the CEO, a content-oriented communicator. However, the development executive's focus was people and action. After realizing this about himself, he skipped using a slide deck and data presentation when addressing a company town hall. Instead, he made a connection with the audience by telling jokes at his own expense. He illustrated his talking points with stories of employees and with videos and graphics rather than graphs. He urged employees to risk failure in pursuit of change and shared how he had failed while trying to be innovative. By communicating in a style that suited him instead of one that fit the CEO, the executive greatly improved his connection with his people. To connect with their teams, leaders should know their own communication styles and their advantages and disadvantages. Once they discern the styles of their team members, they can adapt as needed. Taking a sincere interest in others, rather than trying to attract their interest, fosters motivation. Okay, we've reached the fifth takeaway. Listening lays a strong foundation for sound interpersonal relationships. Leaders who establish connection promote teamwork. During the pandemic, many employees worked from home. They responded best to leaders who had evident concern for them as they went through a frightening time. Leaders who focused narrowly on the bottom line lost the loyalty of their employees. Author Adam Grant found that leaders' kindness and generosity foreshadows organizational effectiveness. Simply listening provides a great starting point. Paying attention to what your employees say helps them feel important and included. This begins with knowing and understanding your own behavior. Instead of breaking in or cutting off a speaker or offering no direct response to questions, you can be a role model of positive listening behaviors, which make the speaker feel listened to and encouraged. Listening behaviors you hone at work can also pay dividends at home. Former Shipyard CEO Boyce Bollinger learned that listening inspired employees to respect their leaders and buy into their mission. When Swin Cash joined the New Orleans Pelicans as vice president of basketball operations and team development, she began with a listening tour, where she learned that the room set aside for family members during games was unsatisfactory. Although this room was not specifically in her purview, she took it on herself to have it renovated. She hosted a family day to show it off and deepen her connections with the team members' families. And here's the next takeaway. Actions speak louder than words when showing your team members you hear them. David Callicott, president of Lafayette General Health Systems, suggests that leaders should make any big changes early in their tenure to show commitment to employees' concerns. When he joined Lafayette, he listened to managers who told him that taking employees' attendance was time-consuming and unnecessary. The HR director had instituted the attendance policy after coming to Lafayette from a bigger health system. Callicott called all leaders into the hospital courtyard, having first instructed them to bring their attendance books. He deposited all the books into a metal drum, called up a food service employee who had been particularly outspoken about the policy, and asked her to set them on fire. The HR director left shortly afterward because he was a mismatch with the culture. John Georges, whose family business was grocery distribution, acquired and subsequently merged Baton Rouge's newspaper, The Advocate, with New Orleans' The Times-Picayune. Although both cities are in Louisiana, they have distinct regional characteristics and preferences that he described as tribal. On the day he announced the merger, he brought in food trucks and introduced the new leadership team at a quasi-picnic. He asked employees about his leadership style, and their positive responses emphasized that he was listening, giving freedom, respecting. Let's continue. Here's takeaway number 7. Servant leaders imagine themselves at the tip of an inverted pyramid, in charge of lifting everyone else up. Servant leaders serve their staff, not the other way around. Servant leadership has many advantages and leads to more engaged employees, better relationships, and superior job performance. The servant leader acts as a coach, empowering employees to take risks and push limits. This approach builds collaboration and community. In 2002, Larry Kloss founded Max Home, which Inc. magazine would later call the fastest-growing contractor in the country, notwithstanding the destruction of its entire inventory by Hurricane Katrina in 2005. Despite his Type A personality, Kloss leads through connection. Instead of driving for results, this servant leader supports, guides, and helps employees. Another CEO, Warner Thomas of Ochsner Health, emphasizes the flip side by maintaining that leaders must always strive to help their people achieve their goals. Now for the eighth takeaway. Leaders should align themselves with their institution's mission, vision, and values. Harvard research has demonstrated the numerous advantages of positive work cultures that, among other benefits, lead to greater success. Culture trumps strategy so decisively that strategy is feckless without a strong culture. Command and control is obsolete. Good leaders create cultures that inspire and motivate. Managing calendars is critical for leaders who want to improve their effectiveness. Your calendar should prioritize communication with stakeholders, including employees at all levels, company town hall meetings, and other staff get-togethers. Make your meetings systematic and schedule them regularly to ensure connection with all your stakeholders. Okay, here's the ninth and final takeaway. Communication proved essential during the COVID-19 pandemic. People need leaders to stay in touch frequently during a crisis. Leaders managing during crises should act expeditiously without procrastination. They should connect with their staff members professionally and personally, empathizing and expressing appreciation. In hard times, communicate clearly and consistently, whether weekly or daily. Leaders who project hope and serenity, those who are self-assured and have faith in their teams, help their people get through crises most effectively. The pandemic and the accompanying lockdown helped fast-forward change that was already afoot. Yesterday's power, control, and fear approach to management was fading, but the groundbreaking changes to interaction and management during the pandemic forced even the most recalcitrant leaders to see the benefits of empathy and empowerment. Like the entrepreneurs who survived Hurricane Katrina, they learned that future events are unpredictable. Some used the lockdown as an opportunity to reassess their way of doing business. In many cases, they moved toward emphasizing connection, and that can make all the difference. That was a summary of The Seismic Shift in Leadership, a book by Michelle K. Johnston. Let's hear the nine takeaways once more. Takeaway 1. In the past, leaders could work their will through power and control. That's obsolete. Takeaway 2. Your life, even the unpleasant parts, holds many lessons. Takeaway 3. Perfectionism causes disconnection. Aim for connection. Takeaway 4. Leaders need to understand their communication styles and communicate clearly to each team member. The fifth takeaway. Listening lays a strong foundation for sound interpersonal relationships. Takeaway 6. Actions speak louder than words when showing your team members you hear them. Takeaway 7. Servant leaders imagine themselves at the tip of an inverted pyramid, in charge of lifting everyone else up. Takeaway 8. Leaders should align themselves with their institution's mission, vision, and values. And finally, takeaway 9. Communication proved essential during the COVID-19 pandemic.
You've been listening to a summary by Get Abstract. For more summaries on this and related topics, visit our app and website.